And a lot of people say cut him or mark him.
Okay.
He can't breathe the wood.
Okay, and the stiff hairs on the hog's back.
What's that now?
The stiff hairs on the hog's back.
Bristles.
Okay. And the big teeth.
Tush.
Okay. And the thing that you put the food in for the hog.
Trouble.
Okay. And if you had three or four, you should say I had three or four.
Trouble.
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Bull.
Okay. And the noise that a cow makes at feeding time.
She moves.
Okay. And the noise that a horse makes.
Nippers.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Sitting hen.
Okay. And the place where you keep hens.
Chicken house. Hen house.
Okay. What about a place for just the mother hen and the chicks?
Well, a brood house. No, you keep the little chicken in a brood house, huh? Just be a hen house. Be
okay. What about if you were going to ship some chicken somewhere?
Well, you put them in cooks, you know, regular chicken cooks.
Okay.
And sometimes these old hens, now, they have little cooks for them out in the yard, you know. Just little cooks for one hen and the chickens, which is mighty nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's a different kind of cook from the one you ship in.
What does it look like?
Well, that's just a little house. It just comes up like this, you know, where to turn the water and close in a little door that lets the old hen go in. Where the chicken coop, you see, it'd just be a... Oh, I don't know how to tell you. It would be maybe in house got little spokes like ends, you know, where she can get the head out and plenty of air come in and all.
Uh-huh.
A big flat thing.
Okay. And when you eat chicken, you know, there's one bone that looks like...
Bone.
Okay. Are there any beliefs about that?
Yes. When you pull the foot bone and... You don't want to put it, you don't want to get it and break it in two, and one gets the shortest piece it's supposed to marry for it.
Okay. Do you have a name for the inside parts of a pig or a calf that you eat? Just sort of a general name?
Well...
Like horselet or haslet or pluck or liver and...
You have a whole kidney, you see, you have the liver and the lights and you have tenderloin. Of course, then you make sausage. You have all parts of it, rib and backbone, you know.
Okay. And the parts that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in?
Oh, that's the entrails.
Okay. Is there anything else that you make?
You killing me. It's killing from that, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not a killer either, so.
Okay. If it was time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
Feed time.
Okay. And how do you call a cow?
Whoa, sir.
Go ahead and do it, like you.
Whoa, sir.
Okay. What do you say to a cow to make her stand still while you milk her?
Sir.
Okay.
Whoa,
and
sir.
How do you call a calf?
Okay.
And why do you say to a mule or horse to make them turn left or right?
Haw and yay. Haw when you want to turn left, yay when you want to turn right.
Okay. And how do you call horses?
Whoop.
Okay. And what do you say to a horse to urge him on?
Haw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing if he stopped and you want him to start, or if he's already moving and you want him to go faster?
And I just clucked him again. I said, "So we stopped, and it just stopped, and it just started." I just said, "Step up."
Okay.
And then one go on and cluck.
Okay. And if you want him to stop.
Whoa.
And to back up.
Back up. I said back.
Okay.
Stop.
And how do you call hogs?
Oi, pig.
Okay. What about sheep?
Whoa.
Okay, and chickens?